I'm Mike Brown at the Golden State Warriors. Now back to The Drive with Steve Jackson and KSRO.
Thanks, dude. Warriors tonight, pregame at 7, tip-off at 7:30 right here on KSRO. The 10-1 Golden State Warriors. They're playing the Milwaukee Bucks, who are 8-2, so this should be a great game tonight. Okay, it's theater time on Thursday. Harry Duke is here. He's also the theater writer for The Bohemian, of course, and our theater guy for many years. Today, John Rowan is here, and Noel, is it Noel?
Noel.
I would have thought so. Noel Yates from Pegasus Theater's production of The New Century. Welcome, kids.
Thank you.
Hey.
So, Harry, I'll turn it over to you, but I'm curious as to what this play's about and how old is it?
Well, we will get there.
I know.
But let's first introduce our audience to Pegasus Theater, for those of them who may not be familiar with it. So, John, give us some background on Pegasus.
Pegasus Theater started on the river up in Guerneville. Actually, it was Monte Rio where they first began in 1998, and they've been going ever since.
Wow, I didn't remember it being that old.
Yes.
1998. It's a great company, that's for sure. And it's nomadic.
I was just going to say, you are now a nomadic theater company. Let's explain what a nomadic theater company is.
Nomadic theater is basically when a theater company takes everything that they own, takes it out of storage, and puts it into a facility that we can turn into a theater, be it indoors or outdoors.
And it's been nomadic since day one?
No, actually, it became nomadic in 2014.
Oh, okay. And so, previously, it was in Guerneville where?
It was in Guerneville. We started off actually in Monte Rio, which is now the Curtain Call Theater in Monte Rio. And then we moved to Rionito, to the Guerneville Lodge.
Okay.
And now we're out of there and we're at the Masonic Center. Wherever we fall.
But this production is at the Masonic Lodge in
Masonic
Guerneville?
Lodge in Guerneville, okay. Downtown Guerneville.
It's running now through the 25th of this month, Harry.
And it's called The New Century. And I can't say it's a play. It's a couple of different things, and that's what we're going to talk about. Paul Rudnick is the author. If that's a familiar name, it should be. He's a very funny writer. Other plays of his include I Hate Hamlet and Jeffrey, and he's been responsible for such screenplays as In and Out with Kevin Kline and Adam's Family Values.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's a very funny guy.
Very talented.
Is a wonderful
movie. I love that movie. I love that movie. So let's talk about The New Century. So the title gives us no clue whatsoever as to what this show is about. So what is it about?
Okay, well, basically, it starts off with three vignettes, and they are separate. The characters that are involved each have something going on in their lives that pertains to homosexuality, be it themselves or their children. The first vignette introduces us to a character named Helene Nadler. She has three children. One is a lesbian. One is a transsexual lesbian, and the other is a gay man into bondage, leather, and scatology.
Well, there you go, right there. So bring the kids.
It's a family-friendly show.
The second vignette takes place in Florida, and it's called Mr. Charles, and he has his own cable television show called Mr. Charles. He has an assistant named Shane, and he is known as the gayest man in the universe. And he is this very flamboyant, very outrageous character. And the third is called Crafty, and Noel Yates, who's sitting next to me, has the title character in that play.
So, Noel, why don't you tell us what that one's about?
Sure. Well, I play a woman named Barbara Ellen Diggs, and she's from Decatur, Illinois, the soybean capital.
Amen.
And she visits New York to be with her son, Hank, who unfortunately has contracted AIDS, and she stays with him to the end. And tell us about her experiences in New York and about a lot of her crafting escapades. And She's an interesting gal. I can relate to her because I make a lot of cakes, and so does she. And she's got a big heart. And she learns a lot going to New York and seeing Christo's sculpture in the park, his project that he did in Central Park. And by meeting Helene and Mr. Charles, her world expands a lot.
So the third vignette kind of wraps up what's happened previously in the
show?
No,
actually, the third vignette is where Act One ends. And then Act Two begins when all of the characters come together in New York City in a maternity ward of all places, and they all meet for the first time and become very fast friends.
Okay, I am as
confused as I am?
I'm speechless. I'm without speech. Why is it called the New Century?
The New Century is basically the store Century 21, which is in New York, and it is now located where Ground Zero is.
The real estate?
No, it's not. It's kind of a consignment giant thrift store that carries mainly name brands like Ralph Lauren, Versace.
Oh, yeah, Dolce. I was in there not long ago when we were in New York. I mean, I took a look inside.
That's the place, and that's where they get the New Century title.
Gotcha.
Is from Century 21, the store.
So does any of it take place in the store?
No, one of the characters, actually the character I play, his name is Shane. He's a freak for this store. It's his first time in New York. He comes back to the maternity ward. He meets everybody except for Mr. Charles, who he works with, and tells everybody about this giant store where it's the next thing next to God. It's the biggest thing next to God for him.
Mm. Okay, so John Rowan, I'm even more confused, and I love being confused. So you're directing and you're also acting.
I'm also in it as well.
That's got to be a heavy gig.
Yeah, it's a little daunting, but managed to get through it, and I had a very strong cast, so it made the directing easier.
Multitasking is not unusual for some of these smaller theater companies.
Right. It's actually common.
So you may be directing, you may be acting, you may be designing, you may be costuming,
props,
photography, concessions, stage managing.
Yeah, wherever you can do something.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about the set or the sets.
Okay, well, the sets, basically, Helene Nadler is in an auditorium, supposedly, where she is meeting for the first time other parents of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, the questioning, the curious. And she's got this whole thing, this whole banner behind her that's got all these letters. P, L, G, P, T, Q, C, C, O.
Almost the entire alphabet.
The whole backdrop is her lettering. Mr. Charles's is more of a smaller space. And it has all the flamboyancy. It's got all the crinoline, the tulle, the flowers. It's very feminine. And Noelle's Crafty is basically just a table with all of her handmade crafts on it.
Mm. Wow.
Wow, that's right.
we've gotten a synopsis of the show. We've discussed the sets of the show. How would you sum up the show to an audience listener who might be interested in going to see this? What can they expect, or are you looking for them to get out of this production?
Basically, they're going to get something out of each vignette at the beginning for Act One, because the character of Helene Nadler is very sarcastic and very Jewish, and she's a lot of laughs, but she's got a sting to her. Mr. Charles is the flamboyant one. He's gay. Everything's big. Everything
he's
about
unapologetically
gay.
And well, he should be.
As he should be.
And playing Mr. Charles
is Mr. Nick Charles. That's his actual name. Mr. Charles is playing Mr. Charles.
Well, I got to ask, and I'm assuming that Paul Rudnick is a gay gentleman.
Yes, he is.
He would be correct.
Okay, because In and Out and this and cool. Pegasus Theater Company. It's running now through the 25th of November. Directed by John Rowan, who's here and is also acting in the play. Noelle Yates is here. She is in it as well. Masonic Lodge, it's on Church Street. but the entrance is on 3rd Street in Guerneville.
I love that. The street address is one thing, but how you actually get in it
is another.
But you'll figure it out, folks. And it's PegasusTheater.com. Check it out.
If you are interested and would like to attend a performance of The New Century, as Steve said, it runs through November the 25th, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sundays at 2. We do have a pair of tickets to give away to the first caller at 707-636-1350. Consider going to Guerneville and picking out one of the many fine food options that Guerneville has these days.
Hard to choose.
And craft beer. You've got the Stumptown Brewery still out there as well.
We do.
Doesn't get enough credit these days.
Guerneville's really come a long way.
It's doing great. It's changing.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
But if you'd like to go, first caller 707-636-1350 will get you a pair of tickets good to any performance.
All right. And we already have, that's it. The phones are slammed as always.
We've got a winner. Thank you very much.
Yay, congratulations.
Yay, we look forward to seeing you.
Again, running, tonight through the 25th in Guerneville at the Masonic Lodge.
Grab an air mask and head on out there.
Yeah, really. Awful.
Is there an intermission? How long is it?
There is a 15-minute intermission. The play runs just a little under 2 hours.
Okay.
And with a 7:30 start, that means you'll be out by 9:30.
Exactly.
Not a bad evening.
Works for me. I have to be in bed by 9:30.
So.
Same here.
The actors appreciate it, too, I'm
yes,
sure.
We do.
John Rowan and Noel Yates from Pegasus Theater's production of The New Century in Guerneville at the Masonic Lodge, running through the 25th. Great to see you guys, and best of luck with the run, and I'm sure it's going to be very cool. I would love to get out there and see it.
You should. Yeah. It's very enjoyable.
I mean, I got to make sense out of everything you guys were just talking about.
I'm going tomorrow night to make sense out of it.
Okay, good.
Yay.
I'll clue you in.
And you're going to write about it in the book.
I will.
Yeah, okay.
Wonderful.
We'll see you next week, Harry Duke.
I'll be here.
Okay, and John and Noel, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Our incoming Registrar of Voters, Diva Marie Proto, will join us with an election night recap. We have a whole lot more coming up. We're going to talk to Mark Remillard, who you heard at the top of the hour on ABC News. He's going to talk about Florida. It looks like there's going to be 6 recounts in Florida. Good grief. Look out, the hanging chads are everywhere. And a whole lot more, including political strategist Christine Pelosi and Drive Hall of Famer. Her mother is going to be Speaker of the House again. And also, Christine attended the Willie McCovey Memorial today, so we'll talk about that. That and a whole lot more yet to come, including the drive. Brouhaha. Herlinda is in Poland, and Mark Carpenter will be in with Kim Sturtevant, inventor of Brute IPA, and he's owner of Social Kitchen and Brewery in San Francisco. Before we break, let me just remind you about the smoke health advisory. It's bad out there, and it blows me away that it's the campfire in Butte County that is sending smoke into Sonoma County. The county of Sonoma is saying the air quality conditions here are poor, as levels of particulate matter are extremely elevated. These conditions are expected to impact our county until tomorrow. They're hoping that the wind patterns are going to change. But it's bad. I thought that was an update on the smoke. No, that was for Harry. Okay. Anyway, they say limit your time outside. Stay indoors as much as possible. It's going to be bad all day and night. And hopefully the wind patterns will change tomorrow and we can get kind of a break. What did we say? 18,000 acres in Butte County? Oh, good Lord. And we're getting a report of a fire in Casadero. It's Fort Ross. Okay. Yeah, okay. We're working on that. We will keep you posted. It doesn't seem to be anything major at this point. Yeah. Okay, good. All right, we'll be back with Diva Marie Proto, our incoming Registrar of Voters, and more when we come back on The Drive.